Former Vice President Joe Biden will be the main target of his presidential primary rivals as he takes center stage tomorrow night in his first 2020 Democratic debate. Biden comes into the second night of debates as the front runner and the most experienced debater in the campaign. Joining us for a preview is Ken Thomas of the Wall Street Journal. Ken, what are we looking at ahead of the debates, which start tonight with 10 on the stage?
Well, this is one of those inflection moments for the campaign. There's going to be 20 Democrats on stage this week in the first debates. If you look back at the first Republican debate in 2016, they drew about 24 million people. So this is going to be the biggest audience for the Democratic field. And then at the end of the month, we're also going to have the end of the second quarter fundraising. So after these two events, we should have a much better sense of where this field is headed, how it's going to shake out, who will be in a position to go the distance.
When the stage is this crowded, is it even possible to score points or get a point across?
That's going to be one of the biggest tests for these candidates, especially the ones who aren't as well known. They're two-hour debates, so you might get 10 minutes total if you're lucky. So for the candidates who are at 1% and not really registering with people, they're going to have to make a decision on whether they get a great soundbite going after President Trump. That's something that's very popular in the Democratic Party. Or if they make the decision to take a risk and attempt to contrast themselves with one of the front runners. It's certainly something we could see on the second night when Joe Biden will be debating.
We're speaking with Ken Thomas of the Wall Street Journal. Is it make or break time for anyone who isn't named Joe Biden, Bernie Sanders, or Elizabeth Warren?
This is an important step for the others. A lot of them will also have a debate next month, the end of July. But the problem for these candidates is that the debate requirements get much tougher once we get into September. In order to qualify, this group of 20 had to hit either 65,000 online donors or average 1% in polling on a number of polls. And when they start looking at the qualifications for the third and fourth debate in September and October, those numbers are going to actually double, and they'll have to achieve both. So you'll have to have an average of 2% in the polls, and you'll have to have 130,000 donors. The 130,000 online donors is going to be really difficult for the vast majority of these candidates to hit. 14 were able to get 65,000 donors to qualify for the first two debates. But a lot of those candidates, I think, are going to struggle to get an additional 65,000 donors. So when you talk to some of these campaigns, they'll tell you privately that you could be looking at, you know, maybe 8 candidates on the debate stage in September. And so if you're a candidate, you know, like a Tulsi Gabbard or a Jay Inslee or a John Hickenlooper, someone who isn't as well known, you may be looking at the prospects of not making the debate stage in September. And then if you can't get that kind of coverage, you know, in the fall when a lot of people will be tuning in, it may be really difficult to make that move into the upper tier of candidates.
Thanks, Ken. Ken Thomas of the Wall Street Journal.
America's First News is online all the time. Follow us on Twitter at This Morning Show. Like us on Facebook or send us an email. This Morning at CompassMediaNetworks.com.